Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Franchy Bordigere. Batting second. The center fielder, Franchy Uhalt. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Puccinelli. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting 7th. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Franchy Bordigere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigere hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bordigere reaches second base with a double. Franchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Puccinelli. Uhalt reaches second base with a double. Bordigere scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Uhalt moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Uhalt scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Bordigere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franchy Bordigere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bordigare hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Uhalt hits a fly ball into left field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Uhalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newsom for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frenchy Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bordigare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bordigare. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buchholz hits a fly ball into left field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Puccinelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Clark pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strange moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strange scores. Clift moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Frenchie Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bordigare hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Uhalt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Puccinelli strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bordigare. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Puccinelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debscarms pinch hits for Jack Knott. Debscarms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into center field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-3 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frenchie Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bordigare hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. George Puccinelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puccinelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Puccinelli is hit by the pitch. Burns moves to second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Burns moves to third. Puccinelli moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns scores. Puccinelli moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.